You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. We are rocking. I've got my good friend TL. He's with Gibraltar Private with some fancy title.
Yeah.
I'm doing great.
Nice to see you. Yes, I'm the Director of Growth Strategies and Client Experience.
Well, you're also going to send out a whole bunch of positive energy because we're talking about the positive energy part about the hurricane now. Now, TL, you were like my first real business meeting after the hurricane. That's why I wore the suit and the tie and was all fresh because I wanted to hit restart. You know, the restart is what that hurricane's all about.
Absolutely. You look sharp too, Jim.
Thank you. Now, that's Joe Jackson looking sharp.
Absolutely.
You like that, didn't you? And the main thing is, I want to give a shout out to Bruce Turkell because Bruce Turkell gave us a shout out. In his blog, he talked about my ad right after the hurricane because the ad said that we were here to help. And TL, that's what you're here to do too, is you're here to help.
Absolutely, we're here to help. And so both personally and professionally, as I mentioned to you before, this weekend, some friends and I are going to just load up the SUV. We're going to go to Costco and get ice, water, and cold Gatorade, right? That's what we need to do, and some other supplies, and head down to the Lower Keys. A lot of people are still hurting down there. We got to remember them as we remember also everyone that's suffering in Puerto Rico right now, too, from Hurricane Maria. I mean, it's all around us. And so I think as long as we're all in service to our communities and to each other, we're going to win that way. You know, we just got to help each other.
High five, bro.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, man, that was just awesome. So, wow, you left me speechless. You know,
wow.
It really is all about
Jim,
community.
That's a first.
It's not a first, but it doesn't happen a lot. No. It's happened a couple times, but not a lot. and so I agree with you. And that's exactly what I wanted to bring out here in this segment, is that it was really about community. In an emergency, in a challenge, most people don't know what they're going to do. And then after it's over, they look at certain people and go, they had courage. No, they didn't. They didn't have courage. What they did was they went and they did what was necessary.
Right.
Necessary. And so, you know, to me, when my wife said, please don't let me die, the most important, I went into the other room, and I said to myself, putz. That's what I call myself sometimes, putz. I said, Jim, I didn't really say putz. I said, Jim, I don't care how scared you are, or how strange the circumstance is, or how nervous you may be, you cannot show any of that to Vivian. You have to simply project strength. And that was, to me, what the most important thing that I did during the hurricane was make sure that she stayed calm, because the hurricane, she couldn't get upset because she couldn't get dialyzed, and it was very dangerous for her. You know, the other thing that was important to know was to have the right insurance. I'm not here to sell insurance. I'm not going to mention the other insurance companies, but I will mention mine. I have Allstate. They've called me four times, and I must admit this. During the fourth quarter of the Tennessee-Florida game, I was on my belly looking at the hurricane damage with the guy, so I wasn't happy about that.
Wow.
Yeah, but
how'd that game wind up?
I have no idea. I wasn't watching, but I think the Gators won.
Okay.
I don't want to even think about it, though, because then I'm going to get all angry at myself. But I was thrilled that guy was there. These other people, the person will never come. They call. They say, that, oh, that came through your window. We're not covering it.
Right.
Now, we had last week the attorney you should call, but it was really, really bad, and you have to have the right stuff. And then, of course, everybody has an injury. Mine, we're in our third place. It's got a freezer. My wife threw some ice cream in it. I bit the ice cream. It was really rock hard because it had been turned to like freeze for the universe thing. Broke my tooth off.
Broke your tooth.
Broke
That's
my
right.
tooth. I remember. Right there. And then the other thing that I've really, really enjoyed was the social media flow. I've been putting up pictures. I've been putting up video reports. It helps keep me in flow with people. And I've noticed that people like that. In the beginning, they were texting me and I was short, or they would call me. And these are people that love me, that wanted to check, but I couldn't make the right time for them. So that was the other thing. But the bottom line thing that I want to leave everybody with is that it was something that brought our community together. And that's the most important thing, is bringing our community together. And TL, isn't that sort of what you try to do at the bank?
We really do. And all the communities we serve, from being up in Manhattan to Naples to Ocean Reef to here in Miami, Coral Gables, and Miami Beach.